Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Respected elders and brothers, yesterday we spoke about the imminent lockdown and that inshallah we should use this time for a time as a time of reflection, pondering, asking ourselves big questions that why is all this happening and making tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also spoke about inshallah continuing with Jamaat Salah in our homes, in our buildings, inshallah, within the law, continue with Jamaat Salah, inshallah, and the rest of it. And while we are doing the Jamaat Salah in our homes, inshallah, we should always bear in mind and make this known to the other people there that this is only a temporary thing. Our taluk, our link is still with the masjid, inshallah. As soon as it is over, we'll be returning to the masjid. We will all make it a continuous habit after lockdown is over. But just for a temporary time, with a heavy heart, we have to resort to this. So we'll continue in this way, inshallah. But after everything is over, inshallah, we'll return to the masjid. That's the original place to perform salah. Another thing, my dear brothers, is that, alhamdulillah, for a Muslim, a Muslim's life is really, really amazing. That a Muslim is set to gain from every opportunity. Ease, difficulty, hardship. A Muslim is always set to gain. So it is maybe the first time that ever in our lives we'll be experiencing such a thing. But also is the first time in our lives that perhaps we have the chance to spiritually prepare for the month of Ramadan. In all these years of our lives, we will be working, going through our normal habits right until the day Ramadan starts. And now when Ramadan starts, many of us only now try to kick in and try to start preparing and getting spiritually motivated for the month of Ramadan once Ramadan comes. But alhamdulillah, we've got a wonderful opportunity now that we can, for the first time in our lives, we are able now to spiritually prepare for the month of Ramadan. Because if everything goes, inshallah, the lockdown finishes, if it's supposed to finish, it will only be a matter of days before the month of Ramadan starts, inshallah. So that, inshallah, try to see at home now how we can spiritually prepare for the month of Ramadan. So one is that we continue with the ibadat in our homes. We should try not to remain idle, inshallah. When we become idle, we become irritated, we become frustrated, we'll do very things that are not supposed to be done. We begin to fight with our families, the rest of it. So let's try to remain calm, engage in ibadat. So inshallah, it should be easy for almost every person that will be at home to wake up for tahajjud salah. It's a wonderful opportunity, knowing that we won't have much to do for the rest of the day. All of us can, inshallah, wake up for tahajjud salah, and maybe we're making our jamaat salah, we can make our jamaat salah fajr a few minutes after tahajjud salah. So everyone will wake up, inshallah, early, read tahajjud salah, wait for a few minutes, give the adhan, inshallah, and then we can read our fajr namaz, inshallah. So let us wake up for tahajjud salah every day, inshallah, every member of the household. And in that tahajjud salah, lots of dua, inshallah. There's a mubarak time, very, very blessed time, the morning time, very, very blessed time, a time when duas are accepted. Imam Shafi'i used to say that dua made a time of tahajjud is an arrow that does not miss its target. So a very, very wonderful time to make ibadat, inshallah, a lot of dua, and a lot of dhikr and istighfar, inshallah. So that's every day, minimum 100 times istighfar. If you can, after every salah, 100 times istighfar, 100 times la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna wa inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And let us try to read a lot of hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, inshallah, and a lot of dua, inshallah.